Set Free Ministry team and its international ministry partners welcomes you to another edition of The Journey. Whether working in some little jungle village in South Asia or the mean city streets in South America, the Set Free team faithfully brings the message of Jesus to those in need, building churches, training pastors, working with international leaders, and securing our religious freedoms. Set Free touches others for Jesus. Whether using old-fashioned evangelistic crusades or even the newer mediums of television and the internet, we bring the message of the kingdom of heaven to those around us. And now our hosts, Dr. Dale and Terry Climie.
We're continuing through our study of Job. And again, what Job is such a comfort to me, because it shows me how that even in the worst of circumstances, that God is still working behind the scenes. And even though we may not think something is fair, even though we may not comprehend at all why we go through this, and this was a common theme in our messages these past few weeks, because we had spent so much time up in the hospital with Dad crying out, why am I going through this? Why am I suffering like this? Why can't I just go home to be with Jesus? And then as Job is just crying out, he's receiving how much consideration from his friends? Now, they've all determined that he is quite the sinner, and Job is getting exactly what he deserves, and they've got it all figured out. And if there is one of many lessons that we can learn from Job, it should teach us that we can't figure out what's going on in other people's lives. Job couldn't figure out what was going on in his life, and his three friends definitely couldn't figure out what was going on in his life. Sometimes we feel that we have to come up with an answer. And folks, sometimes we don't have an answer. When we're sitting with a family whose three-year-old has just died in a recreational accident, there's no answer. You can't tell them, well, Jesus needed another angel in heaven. You know, that is, you know, it might sound good in seminary, but in some areas in the redneck community, that will get the living fire beat out of you. All right, sometimes there's nothing that we can say. There isn't an answer except for God. And we don't understand the ways of God. And sometimes all we have to cling to are the promises of His Word. Amen? And that's why it's so very important that you determine what is your anchor in this world. What are you going to cling to when everything else has been stripped away? Are you going to cling to friendships and human relationships? Well, that was all stripped away from Job, wasn't it? The best that he could get from his wife was Job just curse God and die. All of his friends were just telling him what a dirty, rotten scoundrel he was. What is he going to hang on to? And he was hanging on to the promises of God. Where was he getting these promises? Where was he getting these revelations? Was it something passed on from Adam down through generations? I don't know. Maybe it was a revelation of the Holy Spirit to Job. But all that he could hang on to were the promises of God. Friends will fail you. Family will fail you. Sometimes church will fail you. And so we have to determine right now what is the anchor to which we are going to hang on to in a time of storm. Amen? And I remember one time my buddy and I we were doing some diving for the University of Michigan. We were taking samples from Lake Michigan. And I had a little 18-foot motorboat with a 30-horse Scotty Atwater. There's something that's not made anymore. You remember those old Scotty Atwaters? And it was really windy. We had gale warnings out, and we had determined, you know, we're in college, we're smart, we know all the answers. We're still going to go out there, and we're going to dive down and get the water samples that the biology department wanted. And the wind was coming from the leeward side. It was actually blowing us up into the windbreak, or to the wave break, which was a pile of rocks when they had dug the channel out. And I bet you five or six times we got blown up on the rocks. That sheared the little shear pin on the motor, so we have to stand out there. This is during Thanksgiving vacation, by the way. So how warm do you think Lake Huron is?
It's never
warm to begin with, and now it's the end of November. And so here we are out there replacing shear pins, and we take off again and get blown back into the rocks. And finally we got out there where we were able to get our anchor set so that we could get everything repaired. And then while the anchor was still down, we would take off in the opposite direction. And when we ran out of anchor line, we started pulling up that anchor rope, you know, to stay away from those rocks, because the winds of life are just going to blow you up on the rocks. And you have to have an anchor that you're going to cling to. And as I've gone through the things that I have gone through, I've come to the conclusion there's only one anchor that'll hold, and that's the Word of God.
Amen.
And you have to be able to set aside everything else and say, this is what the Word of God says. My eyes may be telling me something different. My ears might be telling me something different. My heart may be telling me something different. But this is the Word of God. And so let's take a look in Job chapter 23. We're just going to look at verses 8 through 12. Again, Job has just received another chewing out from one of his friends, reminding him of how bad a sinner he is, how his children deserve to die. That was God bringing their deserved judgment upon them, because they were obviously big bad sinners also. And look what Job says as he responds in verse 8 of chapter 23. Behold, I go forward, but he's not there, and backward, but I can't perceive him. And he's saying, I can't see God in my life. I feel like I'm all alone. How many of you ever been there? I turn around and I can't find God, and I'm to the place where there's a passage in the Word of God that says that the heavens were like bronze, the skies were like bronze. I mean, my prayers went up, they hit the bronze sky, and down they came. Our prayers got nowhere, and that's exactly where Job is. And then he says, and when he acts on the left, I cannot behold him. He turns on the right, and I cannot see him. And so he recognizes that even though he can't see God, that God is still there. That God is still active. Doesn't know if he's active in his life, but he knows that God is out there and God is active in the universe. But then look what he says in verse 10. But he knows the way I take. Just stop right there. He knows the path I'm on. He knows what I'm going through. Are you going through something today? You feel like you're all alone? Jesus knows. Amen? He knows the way I take. And then listen to this. I love this. And when he's tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And Job recognizes that as diligent as he has been to live a righteous life, he still recognizes that there may be some sin in his life. He doesn't know what it is, but he recognizes the possibility. How many of us recognize that occasionally we just may be wrong? Amen? Doesn't happen very often, but just occasionally. You know, my wife, like I tell her, you know, I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken. Now, occasionally, we may be wrong. Occasionally, we may have set off with the very best intentions, even in our service to the Lord. But we got off track that we were wrong. And so Job is saying, but when he's tried me, when he has tempered me, what do you do with gold? You can take gold with all the impurities and everything that there is in it, and you heat it up, and all the impurities float to the surface, and the goldsmith can just scrape those impurities off, and what's left? Pure gold. And so Job recognizes, I'm going through these times, even though I think I've done everything right, it's still obvious that something's going on in my life, but God is refining me. And when He's through refining me, I shall come forth as gold. Amen? You know, the Word of God says that He works all things together for our good, to those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. That doesn't mean that He's working all the fun things together. Wouldn't it be neat if God say, look at what Hazel's going through. I'm going to make this fun for Hazel. He doesn't say it. He simply says that whatever you're going through, He is able to make good come from it. It may be a terrible day that you're having, but when you surrender that to God, He is able to make something good come from that. And that is the refining process. Listen, everybody gets cut off in traffic. Everybody has to deal with the people out there on the roads. And my poor wife, when we're doing the food pickup, she gets to hear about my... I have different ideas about who should be able to drive. Okay, if you come from a Eastern country, first of all, you don't ever get a driver's license. Okay, that's just how it works. You know, if you come from Germany, you automatically get a driver's license because Lord knows how good us Germans are. Now, we all get caught off in traffic. We all deal with the frustration because everybody's in a hurry. Everybody has an agenda. But we can take that and get upset about it and just let our blood pressure rise up and we blow out of, you know, and have a stroke there on the freeway. Or He is able to use that as a refining moment in our lives and do something beautiful, so that we come forth as gold. See, it's up to us. He will work all things together for good if we'll allow Him.
Amen.
Amen? And so that's what He's saying here. He knows where I'm at. He knows the path that I'm on. He knows what I'm going through. And right now it's not a very fun time that I'm in. This is a refining time in my life. And when He has tried me, when He has refined me, I shall come forth as gold. Amen? Folks, we need to purpose in our hearts that when these refining moment. How many of you ever heard of a defining moment? This has been a defining moment in the presidency of George Bush. You know, and a defining moment. This is something that they will be remembered by for this defining moment. Well, you know what? We have refining moments at where something has happened. Could be good, could be bad. But the choice that we make in that refining moment could become a blessing for us or a heart attack, you know, depending on which way we're going to respond to it. In verse 11, my foot has held fast to His path. And the thing that stuck out there was that word fast. Secured to the path. You know, sometimes the path is not easy to walk. Sometimes the path is dark. Sometimes there's wind and there's rain and there's all the storms of life that batter us from left and from right, above and behind and all of that stuff. And we have to work hard to stay on the path. It's not an easy thing to do. Oh, He's right there with us, helping us along, but we have to make that choice. And He says, my foot has held fast to His path. I've made that decision. I'm going to walk the path. I has kept His way, and I've not turned aside. And how many times have we been tempted? You know, it's just too hard. Just give up on this one. Take a break today. We'll start living for Jesus tomorrow. But that's not the way of blessing, is it? I have not departed from the command of His lips. I have treasured the words of His mouth more than my necessary food. And that's where we get back to, what are we going to cling to? Job says, I've decided to treasure, to cling to the Word of God. It's more important to me than food. And he says, not just a banquet food where you go and have all the fun things. I'm talking about just to survive from day to day. That's how precious His Word is to me. And so in the end, the question is, what are you going to cling to? What brings stability to your life? And for me, it's the Word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Thy Word, O Lord, abides forever. Amen? Amen? Father God, I thank You.
Morning comes, another day. Time doesn't wait, it doesn't stay. You have a choice you must make. How will you face it all? Life just winds like a mountain road. Sometimes yes and sometimes no. Good or bad, nobody knows. Will you choose to stand or fall? Just when you choose to take it on, the waves stop and the sea goes calm. You lie down to rest your mind. Here comes the rain. Yeah, welcome to the shine.